Hi, I'm your host of Sean Kraft here at Clue Me In. This is your favorite game show here on WWGH Radio. And our guest here this evening is Buckeye Guy OSU. Buckeye Guy. All right, and then we have 40th Treasurer of the United States of America, Mary Ellen Withrow. And we have our own Scott Spears, WWGH Radio.
This is the favorite game show on WWGH and the only game show on WWGH.
All right, and then we're going to tune over to Scott right now, and he's going to read the rules of the game.
The rules for Clue Me In: the host will come up with a person or a place. Mm-hmm. The host will then let the panel know if the answer is a person or a place. Mm-hmm. Each panelist can ask one question at a time of the host about the answer. The host can only answer with a yes or no to each question, open-ended questions.
He can only say yes or no.
The panelist with the most correct answers at the end, we bent the rules last time a little bit, at the end of the 45 minutes will be the winner. Now, last hour's show was Mary Ellen by five,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And I had two, and Buckeye Guy had one. So we're all fresh now.
Man, we're excited about it.
Starting.
This is going to be big.
Yep. All right. And our first clue tonight, it is a person. And Buckeye Guy, you get to start.
Yes or no? Is it a man or a woman?
Well, we're starting off on the right foot.
He tries.
Yeah.
Actress? Actor?
Yes.
TV?
Which one do you want to say?
Was that a yes or no to which question?
You said, what was the first one you asked me?
Actress?
Yes.
Okay.
Small screen or big screen?
Can't tell you.
No.
I'm sorry.
No, we need to limit this, I think, to one question per round.
Okay, I got it.
I think that's fair.
One question per round.
Okay.
All right, Mary Ellen.
He didn't get a guess.
I'll make a guess.
Don't jump in. He's going to have his guess.
Here it is.
Give him a chance.
Actress. Right?
Yes.
Okay, there we go.
Lucille Ball.
No.
Oh, I was hoping for you.
Mary Ellen?
Is she alive?
Yes.
Oh.
One question, I guess.
Okay,
just she gets, one. She gets to have a guess.
Right,
yes.
I know.
Yes.
An actress that's alive. Okay. Let's see.
Okay, this is the best.
I'm limited to one question.
I know. The rules firmed up.
Firmed up here.
Yes. Firmed up in hour number two.
Right.
It's a stop sign right now.
Right.
Living actress.
Yeah. And right now I'm having trouble. Let's see.
Folks, if you're now tuning in, this is called Clue Me In. It's a game show here on WWGH Radio. And Mary Ellen is coming up with a guest. Find out what actress it could be.
Living
actress.
Mm-hmm. Yes, living.
Well, I'll say Jennifer Lopez.
No.
Not Jennifer Lopez. is the person known for their looks? Deja vu.
Good question.
Yeah. So that narrows it down.
Yes.
They are known for their looks.
Yes.
Okay, let's see. Good-looking actress that's alive. Jennifer Aniston.
No. Like I got, you're up next.
The year her last movie was.
That's a good try.
Okay. New York or California? Is she from New York?
Yes.
Got it.
She's born in New York?
Oh, is she
no,
born?
No. Well, is she out of New York or California? It's the only two places.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, she's out of New York.
She lives in New York.
Okay.
No. You said is she out of New York? Or does she live in New York?
Oh, he took it the way that she's not in New York.
She's not in New York.
But she's in New York, but you ask if does she live there or does she just go there?
Kathy Lee Gifford.
No. No.
What was the answer? Huh? Does she live there or go there?
Yeah, I don't
know. Well, I was asking, what was your question?
Is she out in New York?
Like when you meet it, like does she like live there permanently or does she
work out of there?
Yes.
She works in New York.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
But she lives in New Jersey.
Is she over 50?
Yes.
Let's see.
A good-looking actress.
I can't ask another.
That lives in New York. No, yeah. Doesn't live there. Works there.
Works there. But if he's asking, if he's saying it that way, she must be on television.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I got a yes. Okay, so she's on television. She's over 50. Judge Judy.
No.
She's an actress?
Yes.
Who's
Judge Judy is an actress.
She is. Yeah. That's got to be a show.
Yeah.
Is she a blonde?
No.
No?
No.
No. Okay. What actress would work in New York City who's known for her looks, who's got dark hair? Let's see. Kate Beckinsale.
No. I have no idea who that is.
I just read a story about her dating a younger guy. You saw that.
I did too.
The guy on Saturday Night Live. Yes.
She's 45. He's 25.
And he's okay with it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. There you go. And she works in New York.
Works in New York. On television. Hoda Guppy.
No.
Oh, Hoda Guppy? Yeah.
Hoda Guppy was good.
That
was
her cousin. Guppy Goldfish.
Hoda Guppy.
That's perfect.
But do you consider somebody that's in television to be an actress, right?
Yes.
Yeah. But I wouldn't consider Hoda Guppy an actress. She's a news person. I just wanted. I was
her
trying
hair
to,
color.
Huh?
She's not a blonde.
No, that's true. Okay.
Oh, she'll get this.
Buckeye guy's feeling the pressure. It's early in the game.
I'm just
going to
be
right now. And a brunette.
Yeah. Who was on the Today Show a long time ago? What was her name? That she's not Katie Couric.
No.
Okay.
No. Okay.
Thank you.
Let's see. Now, is it an actress or a TV person?
Can't tell you that.
Well, but you said actress.
She's actress.
But I wouldn't say Katie Couric is an actress.
I said she wasn't her.
Okay, wasn't her. Okay. Oh. So this is somebody who's been in. Excuse me. Oh, my goodness gracious. Hoda Guppy.
I remember her.
I've heard her name before, once before. No, it's an actress, right?
Yes.
Okay, an actress who works in New York, but who's a brunette.
Yes.
Oh, I can't.
I got you guys stumped on this one. Don't
I don't even know any TV shows that are taped in New York.
Yeah, well,
What about Meghan Markle?
No.
That's nice.
She works in New York, yeah.
All right. Buckeye Guy, you up next. Clue me in. I can't give you any clues.
Is this actress currently have a show on TV?
Yes.
I got it. I'm narrowing it down.
Oh, I thought you had it. I was excited there for a second. I want to know who this was.
Oh, man. It's just bad.
It's hard. This is a hard.
Judge one. Judy?
No.
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 Nope.
Nope.
Is she on in the daytime?
Yes.
That Wendy person. That's Wendy.
Wendy?
No.
No. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can't think of her last name.
But she's on in the daytime.
Wendy Williams.
Yeah, Wendy Williams.
Yeah. Yep.
She just came back from a sabbatical.
Did she?
She's got some type of debilitating disease.
Yeah.
Then her equilibrium goes out every now and again.
Oh.
And she's back.
Oh.
Yeah, she's doing better now.
Well, she's thin. Yeah.
Lost some weight.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
I don't want that.
No. On in the daytime.
Yes.
Yeah.
An actress.
Actress.
Brunette. Redhead.
Who works?
Oh, I think I know who it is.
Let's
I'm
see.
Sure you do.
Are they on a soap opera?
No.
No?
No.
What else is on during the day? Who's even on during the day? Gail King.
No.
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 That was a good call.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, good.
Okay, we're back to me.
Now, this is, you got to save it.
Okay, here it is. Daytime TV. That could be a game show. That could be a talk show. Oh. What's the lady's name that cooks?
Oh, yeah.
She's.
What's your name?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Well, Martha Stewart cooks, but she doesn't have dark hair.
No.
She's over 50, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is.
Is this person over 50?
Yeah.
Yes.
They're over 50. I forgot that 50, one.
Yeah.
I forgot that one.
Daytime TV.
Yeah.
Is this person on network television?
Yes.
Over 50.
Oh, I think I know who this is.
Well,
I think I've got it. I think I got it. It just came to me.
But do they have dark hair?
They do. They have very dark hair.
Oh.
Very dark hair. It took me a while to come around the thing. It's got to be this person.
Buckeye guy is always doing something first, and here's a first for me. I'm going to pass.
Oh, really? Wow. Oh, man.
Well, I thought of Ellen, but she doesn't have dark hair.
No.
Yeah. Although it isn't real light. Okay.
No, it's not. You're right.
Right.
Okay.
You're right.
Yeah.
Frosty.
Yeah.
All right. Scott?
Whoopi Goldberg.
Absolutely.
Oh!
Yes.
Absolutely.
Popped in my head.
I forgot about that show.
Forgot about The View.
Yeah.
Popped in my head. There's a 50-year-old actress with dark hair.
Yes, boy. Yes.
And, you know, she just had all that problems, you know, about dying and everything.
Yeah. She had pneumonia.
Yeah. She had pneumonia.
She had double pneumonia. Yeah, she, like, about died. They had to pump it all out of her. She's still not 100% well yet.
You know, I'll tell you, I watched her come back on that View. They brought her back for a surprise, and that Meghan McCain called her the
queen
of The View.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, I bet Barbara Walters was throwing something at the television somewhere because she created The View.
Yeah, she's still alive, isn't she?
She is.
Yeah,
so you can't say that Whoopi's the queen of The View. Barbara created that show.
Yeah.
Remember, they used to spoof her and we called her Barbara Wawa.
Oh, yes.
All right.
Yoda Radner.
Right. So the score is 1. Scott, you're winning.
All right.
0-0 so far the first game. All right. So we're going to continue on so we get some more questions in. Yep. Next one is going to be a place.
Place. It's a place.
Yes, place.
Is it a country?
Yes.
France.
It shifts over to me.
Yep. It's over to you.
It's a country.
Yep.
Oh, I got a question, yes or no question.
Yeah.
Have they been in the news lately?
Yes.
Venezuela.
No. Good try though.
Is it west of us?
Yes.
Russia.
Not Russia.
Yeah, you would think it would be Russia, because Russia's always in our news, ain't it? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's been in the news.
Yes, just recently.
Is it run by a dictator?
No.
No?
No.
What in the
That's
West
odd.
It's not run by a dictator. All those Western countries are run by somebody or another.
Some of the Easterns as well.
Not run by a dictator. Iraq.
No.
No. Who runs Iraq now?
United States have people over there. I don't know. We have a U.S. military base over there now.
Mm.
All right.
Place. Country. Oh, I got it. Switzerland.
No. Close.
Did we have a war with them several years ago?
No.
Oh.
Hmm. That narrows it down completely.
Yes, yeah. Well, that would have been right.
But you said it's west of, they're west of us.
Yes.
Yeah.
And not run by a dictator.
No.
Man. I got it. I got it.
India.
No.
Okay.
Good try, though.
Yeah. And we've never had a war with them?
Mm-mm. No.
And they're not run by a dictator.
Mm-mm. No.
I got
it. United Kingdom.
No.
No.
No, good try.
All right, guys, I'm going right out here. I'm not guessing. I'm going right at it.
The
Netherlands.
Absolutely.
Yes!
Oh! I can't believe that.
The Netherlands.
Netherlands. They're not run by a dictator.
No, they're not. Yeah. Because no. I've met the people that run the Netherlands.
I told you.
Yeah.
Well, there we go.
Yeah. All right.
The Netherlands. That's 1-1.
My guy.
All right. Pulled good job.
From under the old cowboy hat.
All right. So let's continue. I was going to do the stack here.
Oh, please.
All right.
Are there any easier questions?
I will try to find an easier one.
Would
here.
Would you please for the...
Okay.
The Netherlands.
That
was deep.
Did I pull it?
That was good. That was way out of the bag.
It jumped in my head. Like Whoopi Goldberg jumped
in my head. Whoopi Goldberg jumped in my head.
All right. Well, now things are popping.
They're popping now.
That's a visual.
All right. We're going to continue on. It's 7:30. Here we can get some more squeezed in here. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just now tuning in, it's called Clue Me In. It's a game show here on WWGH Radio. And our panelists is Buckeye Guy.
Yes.
Marilyn Withrow and Scott Spears. And I'm the host, Sean Kraft, here for this evening. And probably rest of the shows, I don't know.
Thanks, Sean. I appreciate that.
Yes.
For the reset. For the reset.
Yes, that's right. We're going to go back to a person.
Oh.
This is going to be a person.
Person.
So, yes.
All right.
And Buckeye Guy, since you start one, you get to start.
Actor, yes or no?
Yes.
Ooh. Burt Reynolds.
No. No. That was a good one, though.
Is he alive?
Yes.
Oh. I'm going to go for Michael Douglas again.
No. Sorry.
Okay.
Is it a comedian?
No.
Dramatic actor.
You're correct, sir.
It's got to be. It's got to be. Jack Nicholson.
No.
That's a good one.
That was a good one, though. Mm-hmm.
He's one of my favorites.
He's a good actor. Mm-hmm. Good actor.
Yes or no? Big screen.
Yes.
Oh. Oh. There's some big actors. There's some big ones. Analyze this. Who played this? Robert De Niro.
Oh, no, close though.
Ooh.
Yeah, nice one. Nice guess. Nice guess. Man. All right, Mary Ellen.
Is he black?
No.
Al Pacino.
No.
No, oh. Not Al Pacino.
No.
He's my favorite.
He's unbelievable.
Yes.
See, I was going to guess Morgan Freeman.
Really?
Yeah, because yeah, he's a good dramatic actor.
Yeah, he can play that role.
Oh, he could do any role. He's sharp. He's sharp.
He can play that role.
So a dramatic, is it an actor over 50?
Yes.
Oh.
Over 50.
Yes.
How about Tom Cruise?
Ooh, no.
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 I kind of forgot
about it. All right, Buckeye Guy, back to you.
Okay, here we go.
He hasn't done much lately.
No, he hasn't.
Actor, big screen,
this is hard
over 50, from the United States.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Oh, I thought it was going to be an easy one here. I guess I made a hard one here, didn't I?
You did make a hard one.
Yeah. It would be easier if I give you clues, but maybe we can adjust the
You ought to give us a clue now and then.
Yeah. Yeah. Considering the name of the show is Clue Me In.
I'll have to talk to the board of the directors.
Clue Me In?
Clue Me In.
I'm gonna go with Tom Selleck.
Ooh, nope. Sorry.
Okay, is he... Is he? Has he made a movie lately?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Let's see, who made a movie lately?
I wish I could give you guys clues, but my boss says no.
I got it. You
he's talking in my ear right now.
Is that right? You heard it in your ear.
IFB? What do they call that? Is that the IFB?
That's it.
Well, I'm trying to think of another actor over 50.
Made some recently. Come on, Mary Ellen.
If you're tuning in, it's now again. This is Clue Me In. Our panelists is Buckeye Guy,
yes.
Mariana Withrow, and Scott Spears. And the score is Buckeye Guy 1,
yes.
Mariana 0, and Scott 0.
Oh,
so
no, I got one. I got Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, we got one.
Hey,
yeah, right,
boy,
gosh,
yeah,
but came to blows there for a second.
Talk about the reset.
I can't think of anybody.
Any good guesses out there?
Yeah. I'm going to pass.
You want to pass?
Mm-hmm.
Have they played a superhero?
Yes, they have.
Oh.
No. Michael Keaton.
No.
No.
Mm. Wow. You went all the way there.
I did. He's good.
From Mr. Mom to Batman.
The best Batman there ever was.
Absolutely.
Without question.
He's the only Batman that I ever considered wearing that suit.
Should have been.
That was actually one of the questions before.
We should have got that one.
We could have got that one.
Yeah.
Harrison Ford.
No. Good guess, though. You know, because he played the... Indiana Jones.
Sure he is.
He's bound to be the answer one of these times.
I'm certainly going to continue to make that my answer on the off chance that he is.
Played a superhero.
Over 50.
Ooh, this is difficult.
It is. Has he made anything lately? You said he has.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
How? I mean, within the last 3 months?
No.
Okay.
That means you got to go to Blockbuster to get it.
Yeah. Right.
Remember Blockbuster? Loved it.
Yes. Yeah.
There's one store.
Left. I used to go there once in a while.
I remember.
Yeah.
It just popped in my head.
Boy.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
You know, I'm drawing a blank.
You just want to throw a guess out there?
Yes. She's going to guess.
I'm trying to think of a guess. Somebody over 50. Did he have light hair?
No.
He had dark hair.
Yeah.
George Clooney.
No.
Oh,
good, that was
guess,
a good one.
Though.
That
good
was
guess.
A good one.
Yeah.
Good guess.
That was a good one.
That was a good guess.
I know who it is. It just jumped in my head.
Oh, what's his name?
I don't even know who that is.
You know
who is that?
He looks familiar.
That's Antonio Banderas.
Antonio Banderas? And the cat.
He was in the cat?
Yeah, the cat.
Oh, the cat.
The cat in Shrek.
Oh yeah!
Oh!
Oh! He! Yeah!
You know that's a big help to have.
I'm trying to help us.
Buckeye guys, running the system.
There's George Clooney.
Yeah, we guessed George Clooney.
Yeah.
Nicolas Cage.
No.
That's a great answer.
Yeah, it was a great answer.
That would have been a great guess.
That was a great guess.
He hasn't done anything lately, has he?
No, he hasn't.
No.
Oh. Out of work.
2 or 3 years, I think.
I got it.
You got it?
Over 50, I'm going with Taken star Liam Neeson.
No.
What? No.
Sorry. Scott, you up next.
Keep going with
that. Yeah, keep putting those.
Keep guessing. Guys, this is all good guesses.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that. Yeah.
These are all good guesses.
Richard Gere.
No.
Come on.
Good try, though.
This is awful. This is torture.
Here it is. Think of some movies.
Gotta be him.
Oh, yeah. Pierce Brosnan.
No.
No.
What? Not even a James Bond? Oh, here we go.
Oh, oh no, he's not 50, is he?
Oh, boy.
You think he's 50?
I bet.
I don't think.
I'm going out on a limb. The Pirates of the Caribbean star, Johnny Depp!
No. Sorry.
He was Edward Scissorhands.
Yes. Yeah, he was.
No, he's not famous enough.
He's on TV.
Yeah, that's right.
You guys are getting close. You guys are on a nail, I think. Did you have like a movie star in app over there or something?
I do.
He's gone through a hole.
That's right.
Perpetual answer.
Yeah, it's a perpetual answer. No dice on that one. No dice.
All right, Mary Ellen, you're up next.
I know, and I'm trying to think of something. Keep going.
Folks, if you're just now tuning in again, this is the great number one talk show radio game show here on WWH Radio. It's called Clue Me In.
Richard Brunin?
Yeah, you got some more over there?
Yeah, Richard Brunin.
No, sorry.
No.
Good try, though. Good guess.
And he has dark hair?
Yeah.
He did have dark hair.
I bet he's Brunin.
And he's over 50?
He has like an app over there. Over 50. You guys are getting close. You guys are getting warmer.
Here it is right there.
Maybe. Alec Baldwin.
No.
No.
Close. No cigar.
All right. Who's the superheroes?
Yeah.
Huh?
You don't. After the 14th wrong answer, you should at least be able to throw us a bone.
Yeah, we need a clue.
Hence the name of the show.
You guys are getting close. Put it down. I can give you.
We're getting close.
You're getting close.
We could change this title to "Don't Have a Clue."
Any more?
Best line all night, folks. I got one last one.
Okay.
Dark hair.
It's not Harrison Ford.
No.
Oh, man. Samuel L. Jackson.
No.
but a superhero.
Yes.
Matthew McConaughey. I don't know if he's over 50 or not.
I think he's only like 48.
Yeah.
He's on the cusp.
Yeah, the cusp. Okay. Yeah. But close. Good guess. Scott?
Who's left in the world?
who was on A Star Is Born?
He's getting close. He has an app. What kind of app do you have over there, sir?
He's doing good. The guy that was in A Star Is Born.
We know him.
Oh.
Can't think of his name.
Oh, here you go.
Who was it?
Uh-oh. He is.
Superhero.
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 That guy was a superhero.
Yeah, but he's white.
Did that... oh, no. Oh, my goodness gracious.
The show's with the pot over here.
There may never be another show. I don't...
It's a whole nother show.
Let me ask it this way. Sure. Well, was it the guy that was in A Star Is Born?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Gosh.
I can't think of his name.
Oh, I got it.
Who's popular?
There he is right there.
Oh, who is that?
Who is that?
I don't recognize him.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Who is he?
You guys were all, I'll say this to you guys. This is in the 742. You guys were all around it.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys are close. You guys are in that neighborhood.
When were we the closest? Oh, Iron Man.
Yeah.
About 5 minutes ago, you guys was in that same area.
So
whatever he pulled up there, he must didn't read. He must have skipped some.
He's got Iron Man over here.
No, and it's not that.
Yeah.
Well, who?
Just take us some.
Lou Ferrigno.
No.
Who is that?
I think he was the Incredible Hulk.
Yes.
No, it wasn't him. He's dead.
Oh,
no,
he's not dead.
Oh, he's still with us.
You can't host the show if you don't know who's dead and alive.
He's just not green.
I know.
It's St. Patty's Day, for goodness sakes.
He about died from pneumonia.
Oh, he did.
He did. Yeah, he was
on him too.
Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you, that's going around.
He was actually almost dead. Yeah.
But he made it.
Yeah, he made it.
Just like Whoopi.
I can't think who we've left out.
action star, action hero, over 50.
Can't you give us a clue?
Okay, 5 minutes ago, you guys, what did you guys say 5 minutes ago on the second
half? Batman.
Batman, right?
Yep.
He was Batman.
That's a yes, no question.
Yeah.
Was he Batman? Yes, he was.
He was Batman.
Okay. Now, who was Batman?
Who was Batman?
Yeah.
Well, Michael Keaton.
We guessed George Clooney. That wasn't right.
Before that, I think.
Oh.
The first Batman.
You know what?
Oh.
Jeez. Remember he... He got hurt.
Oh, got hurt.
Batman in one movie, maybe he got hurt.
Mm. Oh.
I'm not like serious hurt enough, but
I can't bring it in.
Kiefer Sutherland.
No.
Are you looking it up?
I am.
Oh, okay.
Because Adam West is dead.
Adam West is dead.
Well, but it was somebody.
When?
Not too long ago.
Yeah,
about a year ago.
Recently.
Yeah, so it's in Stan. Stan died too. Stan, what was his last name? Stan, the other guy that written the book. Stan,
Stan Lee.
Yeah, Stan Lee. Yeah. You guys are close. He's looking up all, you're looking up all the bad.
He's looking it up, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought we named all the Batmans. We did George Clooney and Michael Keaton.
Who was right before Michael Keaton?
Yep. Oh, she's on it. She's on it.
Yeah, but I can't think of his name. Yeah.
Val Kilmer.
My man.
Wasn't he in there?
Yes.
Yeah, I think he was.
That wasn't before.
Yeah.
At least I that's not how I have it written now.
Can we give up?
It was there.
I'm about to throw this question out.
Look at it. You want to start a different question?
Yes, what's the answer?
Yeah.
I can't tell you right now.
Well, why not?
Okay, here we go.
You can't?
I'll let him.
Oh.
I'm looking.
He's looking right now.
Okay. Hey.
He's close.
Poor Batman.
Who was that?
There's Val Kilmer.
Yeah.
George Clooney.
Yeah.
Christian Bale.
There he is. Christian Bale.
He's over 50?
I'm not familiar with
him. No, I thought him either.
Yeah.
He should be over 50. I thought he was
love my host, I'll tell you that for certain. I wouldn't want another host in this world. I certainly want some Chris more Bale. Clues.
Yeah, sorry.
I hope this isn't an easy one.
Okay.
That was a brain scramble.
It was hard.
That was hard.
So you get one.
You reserve the right to make an easier question these last few minutes getting out of here.
Absolutely.
Yes, we're down to the final 15.
All right, down to the final 15, I'll give you an easier question.
Make it something easy.
Good job.
Make it demographic. Make it Marion. Make it Columbus. Make it Central Ohio. Make it.
Okay. All right, we'll make
Mary Ellen Withrow. There she is right there.
All right, here we go. Okay. This is going to be a place.
Okay.
And it's going to be easy. You guys should be able to get
Let's
this.
Let's hear it.
Okay. You get to go first, Buckeye guy. It's all a place. Right.
Place.
Yes.
Central Ohio, yes or no?
Yes.
Marion Correctional Institution.
No.
Oh, close.
Oh.
Is it in Columbus?
Yes.
Ohio State University.
Absolutely.
Oh,
yay! There we go.
Good job.
There we go.
She's the smartest lady we know. Right.
Moving
down. So we have 2 for Buckeye.
Yes.
1 for Mariella and 1 for Scott.
It's not too late for her to just overtake me. I can feel it coming.
All right.
The momentum is changing.
Easy. You can ride in easy. You can make some easy ones up.
All right. Here's an easy one for you.
Here's an easy one.
This is going to be a person.
Okay.
All right. Mariella, you get to go first.
A man or a woman? Oh, I mean, is it a man?
Yes.
Does he live close to Marion, Ohio?
No.
Is he an actor?
No.
Is he on television?
Yes.
Okay. A man on television. Who's the guy that does Jeopardy?
Alex Trebek?
Yeah, Alex Trebek.
No.
Okay.
Is it a talk show host?
No.
Pat Sajak.
What, did you say a talk show host?
Yes.
No, not a talk show host. No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you said wasn't, does that mean past tense by chance?
No, he has. He's never been a talk show host.
That wasn't my question. My question is he still amongst the living?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Okay, well.
Urban Meyer.
No.
That's a good guess.
Good guess. Good guess.
But, okay.
This person's on television?
Yes.
On Columbus Television?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. He's on... Networks.
Okay.
So he's national.
He's national. Okay. All right. Well.
And he's on. Heck, we're just breaking the rules tonight. He's on a lot.
He's on a lot.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Never shuts up.
Oh, God.
Oh, is he. Is he a news. He's talk show?
No.
He's a news person.
He's in the news.
He's in the...
But he's not a news person.
He's not a news person.
But he never shuts up.
He's never shuts... Well, is it Trump?
Yes! Well, good job, Aaron!
I told you.
If somebody would have said, is he orange, I'd have got that one out on the money.
See? Can't you just feel the tide turning in this game right here?
All right, so we are tied. Buckeye Guy and Mary Ellen tied. Scott, you have one.
I told
you. It's 7:49 right now. We have a few more minutes.
All right.
Just a few.
So we are going to go up with another one, and we're going to go with a place.
Place.
Okay, yes.
Now,
okay,
you still got a chance to alter your place now.
Yeah.
Is it in the United States?
Yes.
Is it a famous place?
Yes.
Is it a famous state?
Yes.
Is it out west?
Yes.
California?
Yes. Good job. Look at all that. She's like nailed it. She's like nailed it right now. I think she's right on top of it.
Buckeye guy's in shock.
she's like nailing it right there.
I am totally in shock, but shouldn't be sitting next to the smartest person.
California.
No.
It wasn't California?
Yeah.
She already said, is it in California?
Mm-hmm.
She asked if it
was. Oh, was in? I thought it was, yes, California.
I thought I did, I guess. Is it California?
Yeah, it's in California, but he said California.
But it's not California.
No.
So that wasn't.
So that's not it.
So that wasn't it?
No.
Oh, you said, I think you said, is it in California?
I did.
Yeah, it's in California.
Yeah, okay.
The place is in California.
Mm.
Okay.
I thought you meant when you said, is it California? I thought it's the place is in California. This place.
It's Hollywood.
Absolutely.
Of course. See?
You can't be
Hollywood, California. Yeah,
right.
That's three in a row.
All right.
From Mary Ellen Withrow.
She's winning again.
And I told you.
All right.
The tides have turned.
All right. So we have a few more minutes. Let's see if we can catch up here, Scott. You only have one.
I haven't had a chance to even ask a question in 15 minutes.
You've been frazzled. All right.
I've been frazzled over here.
Okay. Let's go to a person real quick. I'll make this up in my head. A person. Marilyn, you get to go first.
Okay, is it a woman?
No.
Is it a man?
Yes. Yeah.
Is he over 50?
Yes.
Is he on television?
No.
Is he in the movies?
No.
Is he on the radio?
Yes.
On the
radio. Well, I'm going back to Alex Trebek.
Mm. Nope. Good guess, though.
Yeah.
Good guess.
Is he a talk show host?
Yes.
Rush Limbaugh.
Absolutely.
Oh, good job. Yeah. There we go.
All right.
Okay. He never shuts up either.
He never shuts up either.
No, he's
loud dude.
Yeah. All right.
Boom, 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 boom.
We can squeeze some more in here. Let's go ahead and go back to our place.
Okay.
I have one in the place.
Make it a cool place, though.
Yeah, let's make it a cool place.
A cool, easy place.
Okay. All right, place in Scott. Since you won, you get to go first.
Is it a state?
No.
Miami.
You said if it's a, I said no state.
Well, it's not. Miami's a city.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You okay? Yeah, no.
Okay.
Okay. That goes to the next one there. Yeah,
no. I misunderstood what you said.
Fatigue is setting in.
Our brains are tired. Yeah, our brains
are wet. Okay. Okay. This is a place.
Yes.
You said it was just going to make it easier.
It's easy. Very easy. Very easy. Just get some clues. Okay. I'll tell you what I'll do. I will get you the state that it's in.
Okay.
Okay. The state it is in Alabama.
Alabama.
The University of Alabama.
Alabama.
What's famous down here? I got it. It just jumped on me.
Did you? I bet you did. Because you're a sports fan.
Well, there's five.
Okay.
Oh, it's the team. The football team.
No.
The Crimson Tide.
Yeah, the Crimson Tide.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Okay. But it's in Alabama.
Yes.
Is it something about sports?
Is it sports?
Yes.
Well, what in the heck is in Alabama?
Has anything ever come from Alabama?
Bugs.
Bugs.
Like those big cockroaches they have in
Alabama. Oh, they have the cockroaches in Alabama? Yeah. The big cockroaches are in Alabama. Cockroaches. Gee whiz.
I don't know. My friend lives in Alabama. She says she has these big, big, they call them something.
Flying cockroaches.
They call them you know, something else. Yeah, I heard them call them something else. Yeah, they're terrible no matter what you call them. Yeah.
I mean, they're huge.
I don't think you can kill them. I don't think you can kill them.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Any guess?
Alabama.
You said you had a guess, right?
Spartans?
No, oh, yeah.
Okay, what's your guess?
A basketball team?
The War Eagles of Auburn.
No, close, though.
Oh, my goodness. Close.
He's on top of it, guys. So think of what's in Alabama on sports. You're getting close. Like I gotta think of something else. Get your little Google.
Okay,
out.
Here it is. Okay. You got Auburn.
Yeah.
You got the University of Alabama.
Where's Clemson?
Clemson's not in Alabama.
Oh, is it North Carolina or somewhere?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything in Alabama.
Jones, the guy that beat the guy that ran for office from Alabama.
Yes, he's in Alabama. I don't think we've ever had a president from Alabama.
No.
No.
Okay.
Probably not.
Uncle, I cry uncle.
Yeah. Pass.
Yeah, what is it?
Keep going.
No, well, we don't want to.
We don't know. We're getting thrown in a towel on this one.
Here's the new name of the
baseball
show.
Baseball team. You guys ever say the baseball team?
What is it?
I don't know. I just said it's a baseball team. You guys ever mentioned the baseball
team? That's all you had to say was baseball team?
Yeah, you guys said football team. You didn't say
it's
baseball.
It's the Barons or something. The Barons from Alabama.
But you guys never said baseball.
I said basketball team.
Yeah, he said football. She said basketball.
Yeah, okay.
That was our next guess.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
I was trying to make it easy, though.
Right, I know. You were making it so easy that we were.
Yeah, that's over the head after that. After
the Columbus Clippers would have been easy.
Oh, Liam Neeson thing. That was over the head.
I'm fired.
We're being critical of our.
That's right.
Our host.
Yeah.
We've turned now after the.
We turned on.
We spent 25 minutes on Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson.
Soured the group.
Soured.
Oh, my.
Okay, here we go. All right, we're going to make this. We have about 3 minutes. We're going to make this short and quick. It's going to be a place.
Baseball team.
Nice. Place?
Yep.
Right now.
Is that right?
Okay, you can start.
Okay.
State House.
Nope.
Is it in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay. Is it close by?
Yes.
Marion?
Yes.
Oh, it's in Marion?
Yes, it's in Marion.
Oh, it's in Marion.
Yes.
It is Marion?
Huh?
It is in Marion.
It is in Marion or
it's in Marion?
It's in Marion.
Okay. I might as well make that a good one for the Marion. That'd be finished in one off in Marion.
Well, the Marion Star.
No, I don't think. Is Marion Star even in Marion anymore?
No, I guess it's in Delaware.
Just in name only.
In name only,
in memoriam. The Harding Memorial.
Ooh, close, but no cigar.
Oh, that's a good guess.
Buckeye guy, any guess real quick?
Yes. WWGH, right here.
No.
Oh!
Mary Ellen?
Oh, WMRN.
No. Close.
The Harding Hall.
No. Oh, come on. You guys can get this. We have about 2 minutes here.
Primrose.
No.
Oh.
Oh, you guys are...
Well, the Marion Power Shovel isn't in an existence. No.
I know what it is. This is the place that everybody goes all the time.
I got it.
Oh, the Palace.
Close. Ooh.
Oh.
Close. In Marion?
Yes.
A place where everybody goes?
Yeah.
The Coliseum.
There you go.
The Coliseum. Yeah. Well, there we go.
All right.
So what was the score on this?
Okay, Mary Ellen had 4.
In a row.
Buckeye Guy had 2. And Scott, you had 2.
Whoopi Goldberg, it started good.
Yes, it did.
It did start good.
It did.
But then we went on to that Liam Neeson.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah,
I have never seen him in a movie.
No, I've never seen a Liam Neeson movie either. Have you, Buckeye Guy?
Star Wars 35.
Is that what he's in? Yeah, that's about it. That's about all we'd have.
Remember, he was in Taken, and that was his big comeback movie. Liam Neeson.
Did he go away?
Well, he's been...
he's been under the weather.
Yes.
All right. Looks like we have about 45 seconds. You guys want to finish up before we... folks, if you just now listened out there, this was a game show called Clue Me In, but I guess I'm a fired host now.
Well, no, we want to thank Mary Ellen and Buckeye Guy for coming on. This has been a lot of fun.
Yes.
This is entertaining.
Thank you very much.
And Mary Ellen took both games.
Yes.
Both ran games. She had 5 the first time and 4 the second.
Ran the board.
Ran the board.
Quick information real quick. April 13th, 12 o'clock at the Ohio State University. It's the spring game, $5 tickets. Come on down, folks. Say hello to Buckeye Guy. Get a picture.
Oh,
all there right. you go.
Okay. Nice.
And Mary Ellen's Museum at Primrose.
Oh, yes.
Just call Primrose, and Mary Ellen can set you up with a tour.
Yeah. I need to check that out. 50, I've not been there.
50 years since the start of Elgin School Board.
That's right.
Wow.
50th anniversary.
Amazing. Yeah.
Beautiful.
All right. We are out of time, folks. And we want to thank you for joining in. And join us in a couple weeks.
Couple weeks.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. Truly.